Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Can we give each other hope?
Just heard Hope Bringer by Jean-Paul Asumu featuring his sister Roxanne Asumu. It's a family business. Good evening, everybody. This piece was created to open hearts and bring healing to the airwaves. So if you love it, please download and help it climb the charts. Let's support music that uplifts and speaks to us. So, I hope everybody's okay this sunny Sunday afternoon and you are relaxing by your radio or just sitting on your sofa with your family and just enjoying that time together before the week starts. So hello and welcome to Second Chances, your Sunday evening moment of reflection, truth and real talk about kidney health, community and healing. I am Hilaria Asumu and I'm so glad you joined me this sunny Sunday afternoon on Radio Africana. First, I want to take a moment to say a heartfelt happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Whether you are a father living with your children, a single dad doing it all, a quiet father figure, a stepdad, a foster dad, or just a man who shows up with love, you are appreciated. To the dads who hold it down behind the scenes and the ones doing both mom and dad roles, your presence is powerful. We see you. We see you. And this evening, we honor you. If you're a father who's living with kidney disease or caring for someone who is, this show is also for you. Every Sunday, we make space for stories like yours. Now, this evening's show is called Would You Do It For Me? It's a question that many people living with kidney disease quietly ask, sometimes in their minds, sometimes in tears, sometimes never out loud at all. It's a hard thing to ask for help, especially when that help means asking someone to give you a part of themselves, a kidney. So today, we're unpacking that silence, the fear and the love that lives behind the question. And we're doing it honestly with our UK African Caribbean community front and center. Because here in the UK, kidney disease affects black people unfairly, okay, indiscriminately. But conversations around living donation remain rare. Many in our community suffer in silence, fearful of stigma, cultural misunderstanding, or just not knowing how to ask. So we are holding that space for you today. So through our charity, our UK charity, WSH BME Kidney Network, we've been working hard to raise awareness, challenge taboos, and encourage real conversations. We are proud to collaborate with NHS Blood and Transplant and Kidney Research UK to support organ donation campaigns that reflect the needs, values, and lived realities of our communities. And to our listeners across Africa, especially in Nigeria, you are part of this conversation too. And the reason why we do that is because we know that a lot of Nigerians are going to Jakba at one time or the other. So if you are Jakbaring to the UK or, you know, to any other country in the West, well, I hope that as you listen to this program, it will help you prepare your mind for that conversation. Okay? Through organ donation, though organ donation may still be a sensitive or unfamiliar topic back home, this show is here to start gentle, meaningful dialogue. We're also building a free dialysis center in Nigeria through our charity in Nigeria, WSH Kidney Foundation. And until then, when that center is complete and fully functional, this space is yours too. So as we are, you know, listening this evening or this early afternoon, however, or late afternoon, however you want to see it, wherever you are in the world, let's listen to Try Me by Thames. And it's a message of strength and self-respect. It's something powerful, honest, and perfect for our message to all fathers today. So here is Thames with Try Me. I'll see you back here in a bit.
Take all my mind, take all the joy now. Take me down, take all the love now. Tie me away, burn me alive now. Break me down right now. Now you wanna lock me away, I'm winning. You wanna add to my pain, I'm shining. Now you won't come for my face. Ideally, we're not the same, no, no. So why you wanna try me? Can't try me, you're out to destroy me. Destroy me, you try to challenge. Challenge me, you try to distract me, if I want the ganja, the ganja, yeah, you bring the lighter, the lighter, yeah, roll me a Ibiza, Ibiza, set me on fire, on fire, yeah. So I woke up in the night, broke out of my chains, staying alone, you don't know my name, you try me.
That was Thames with Try Me. I hope you enjoyed that. That is just the start of a wonderful evening of talk and songs that carry their meanings to help you understand the message we're trying to pass on to you. So, would you do it for me? That is our topic for this first segment, an unspoken question. It's the kind of question that hangs in the air when someone you love is on dialysis. It's rarely said out loud. Maybe it's a mother looking at her daughter, a husband who is afraid to ask his wife, a best friend who pretends to be fine just to avoid the silence. It's a question wrapped in complexity, guilt, love, doubt, and hope. In many African and Caribbean households, asking for help, especially something this big, feels like crossing a sacred boundary. And so many suffer in silence, some never ask at all. But here's what I want to gently explore today. What happens when we don't ask, and what happens when we do? There are people in our community, quiet, ordinary people, who have said yes, who have stepped forward and given, not because they were pressured, not because they were guilted, but because love moved them. I have met donors who said it was the most spiritual experience of their life, who said they never felt more connected to their sibling, their parent, their friend. And yes, there are also those who have struggled with the emotional aftermath. That's real too. We are not romanticizing, we are just being real. This show is here to convince you to be a donor, to encourage you to be a donor, to support you to take that first step to being a donor. It's here to help you think about what it means to love someone deeply enough to even consider it. So let's take a short break with a song that understands that tension, that quiet regret, and the longing to say what you truly feel. Here is Cast by Ira Star, and it's the Gen Z anthem. And it's a ballad about showing up as you are. No apology, no shame. It's a perfect bridge into today's theme, the next segment. So I'll see you back here in a little bit. Here is Cast by Ira Star.
Life is not problematical. We make it problematical. Because we're all listening to someone else, to something, without listening to ourselves. We clutter up our lives with insignificant things that have no value.
Open your life. Open your counter, sip from your bottle and vibe. No day dull, my guy, or it go pass you by. Open your eyes, they don't care about you, and when you die, they will cry, but leave like you weren't alive. If they get gone, they go kill you. Say your money, your life, I be in one pie. I know my blessings no go pass me by, cause I'm gonna live my life. Trust me, I'm gonna live.
If I cast there, I trust, yeah. Anything we want, stop, go, stop. From this life all alone, yeah. Anything they want, talk, they talk. If I cast there, I trust, yeah. Anything we want, stop, go, stop. From this life all alone, yeah. Anything they want, talk, they talk. If I cast
gonna be who I wanna be, live my life where I wanna live, with no shame, with no haste. Suck on this nuts if you ain't approved of. I've cared for too long. I had life as the limitations, but the ones you made. If I trust, yeah, I trust, yeah. Anything we want, so, oh, so. From this life alone, yeah. Anything they want, talk, they talk. If I trust, yeah, I trust, yeah. Anything we want, so, oh, so. From this life alone, yeah. Anything they want, talk, they talk.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. I did. I was listening to the lyrics. And if you are listening to the lyrics, I'm sure you can actually link that, the message, to our next topic, which is about family, silence, and love. So that was Cast, the Gen Z anthem by Ira Starr. Now let's go a little deeper. When you are black and living in the UK or anywhere, you are often misunderstood. There's a pressure to be strong, to not complain, to manage your pain with grace. And many of us do. But at what cost? There are mothers raising children while on dialysis, too afraid to let anyone know how bad it's gotten. There are young men skipping treatment because they can't afford the time off work. And there are aunties and uncles who nod and smile through family events while their body fights every single day. And through all that, no one asks. Sometimes it's because we don't know what to say. Other times it's because we are scared of rejection, or because deep down, we don't want to owe anyone anything. But what if we created a culture where asking isn't shameful? Where love means honesty, not silence? Where health decisions are made around kitchen tables, not hospital beds? WSH BME Kidney Network is trying to make that shift through workshops, community events, school visits, and even barbershop conversations. We are starting where our people already are. Because this silence, it's not serving us. And it's definitely not saving lives. And what we need to understand is that the more we talk, the more we hold those conversations, the more we open ourselves to think about others, to consider rather than shut ourselves off from, you know, from the unpleasantness around organ donation, the more we can help each other, the more we can ensure that nobody has to go through dialysis for longer than 3 years. Because what we don't know as people with our full health, for those with full health, what we don't know is how much pain and worry that those of our brothers and sisters go through during dialysis and off it. Because it is not something that we would wish on our worst enemy. But here we are afraid to ask. We as a community, we need to start, you know, grabbing that bull by the horns and asking the question, no matter how uncomfortable it is. Because when you can speak out, when you can ask that question, when you can start the conversation as a healthy person, asking somebody who is on dialysis and say, how can I help? It goes a long way, because that starts the conversation. You can also start that conversation when you go for your appointments in the hospital. You can ask questions, because most of the time, that fear or hesitancy to come forward to be a donor is out of ignorance. And then we listen to people, the fear mongers, who don't have our best interest at heart, and we think that they are the ones telling us the truth. But don't forget that if you don't ask today, you would ask tomorrow, because it could be your brother or sister, your father or mother, your male or female cousin, your best friend, or their children, or your children, or even you. And one question I want us to keep asking ourselves is, if I were in that shoes, or if I was in the shoes of those kidney patients on dialysis, and I'm offered an organ, would I accept it? And if your answer comes back as yes, then it means that you are ready to step forward to be a donor. And if your answer comes back as no, my friend, go and sit down and think again. Because let me tell you, there is nobody who wants to die. Yeah? So don't sit there and say, no, I would not accept. You would, because when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, my dear brother and sister listening to me right now, you will be grabbing it with both hands. Okay? I was in those shoes, but today I'm an advocate for organ donation. I never thought about organ donation until it was my turn. We have to start having that conversation right now, not only with our families, but with ourselves, in our quiet moments, when we sit down to do something, when we are just sitting down and watching TV. If you feel that you can't speak to your family, speak to yourself. Have that conversation in your head, and then change it round and think about how you can speak to your family to change somebody else's life. Because this silence, it's not serving us, and it's definitely not saving lives. So here's a tune that holds space for the tension between speaking and staying silent. This is Wrong For It by Obongjaya featuring Nubia Garcia. That's a mouthful, but you know, I try, it's okay. So this is it's a soulful collaboration by Obongjaya and saxophonist Nubia Garcia. It's about trying to be understood and finding your voice anyway. So find your voice whilst you're listening to this, and I hope that this song ministers to you. I'll see you back here in a bit.
There's nothing down to feel wrong with your feet off the ground. Young dreamer with eyes as wide as the ocean, you're not wrong for it, you're not wrong for it, you're not wrong. Stop trying to please everyone else. Stop trying to fix everything. This town gets smaller, the taller you get. You're not wrong for it, you're not wrong for it, you're not wrong for it, you're not wrong.
I won't hide, I'll keep dancing when it's quiet. I won't lie, I'll show off my face with pride. They can't take this smile away from me, no matter how they try. I'm not wrong, 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 wrong.
His colors blind them, some things they don't understand. He walks like lightning in a dress. Your love is yours and not for them. You're not wrong for it, you're not wrong for it, you're not wrong. Stop trying to please everyone else.
You're listening to Radio Africana.
Everybody has a bone wine, none so long. She just scattered my head. I know God. She just scattered my head. I know go feet forget. My lady, I don't fall in love with you. My sweetie, you and I forever.
If you just listen to that classic I just came on now, that was The Caveman with My Sweetie, a classic high life song with a soulful healing message. And it's a beautiful breather from, you know, the serious message from the last segment. And the former song was Wrong For It with Obon Jaya and saxophonist Nubia Garcia. I hope you enjoyed both songs. So, to our next topic, which is taking action across borders. We have to start looking at how we can reach out to people. As I said earlier on, we know that a lot of people are jackbine across the world, all over, from Nigeria, from Kenya, wherever. We are all traveling across borders. And to all my Nigerian listeners, to those in Ghana, Kenya, and across the diaspora, I know this conversation might feel foreign, maybe even uncomfortable, but here's the truth. Our people are dying too young, and it's time we spoke plainly. Kidney disease isn't a Western issue. It's a human issue. It's a black health crisis. That's why our sister charity, WSH Kidney Foundation, is building a free dialysis center in Nigeria. Because right now, if you don't have money, you die. It's that simple. And that's wrong. But until the doors open, this show is our bridge. So we can talk, learn, and share. And plant seeds. Okay? We plant seeds. Because those seeds, they grow, and they grow into big you know, into big trees, and they spread because each seed feeds into another. And everybody, as we talk to each other, we move. We move with purpose. We move with conviction, because this is what we are here to do. As human beings, to help our brothers and sisters, to be our brother's keeper. To my UK family, this is also your moment. If you've ever thought, what can I do? The answer might be simple. Talk. Talk to your mom, your partner, your cousin, your children, your brothers and sisters, your neighbors, your colleagues at work. Ask them if they know their blood type, if they've ever considered becoming a donor, if they even know what it means. These conversations don't cost anything, but they can change everything. Because when we speak to people who know us already, who believe in us, who trust what we say, who feel that we talk sense, who feel that they can actually trust you implicitly for everything, who come to you for advice, who come to you to talk about deep issues, deep secrets, then you have started that journey. You have planted a seed. And when you impact people that way, and they go on to impact others, imagine what impact we can have across the world, especially as a black community, where we don't talk about sickness, we don't talk about death, we don't even mention it. Imagine, some time ago, I asked a friend of mine, or we were discussing, I didn't ask her, we were discussing, and I asked her if she had written her will. And she was so upset that I asked her that question. Yes, I'm very forward. Make una leave me. This is really serious. Yeah, because, you know, right now, people are dropping dead. And they are dying intestate. When I say intestate, it means you've not left a will. That causes chaos. That doesn't tell anybody what your wishes are. I've written my will. I everybody knows that. Because after I had those two multiple organ failures, I thought you had better do something. And I wrote a will. And it is not to, you know, put anybody, you know, make anybody feel uneasy. It's just to ensure that my wishes are met or are respected when that time comes. Because again, as a community, we don't see any reason to write a will. Again, same thing, we don't see any reason to have that conversation with our families, to say we have signed up to the organ donor register. But believe me, there are loads of our people from our community, people you know, friends, okay, relatives, even if they're distant, they're sick, they're dying. And sometimes you hear after the fact and you feel so bad. And I know it doesn't, you know, occur to people at that point in time. But if you have had that conversation with your family, somebody would be asking, did they use our organs to save or improve somebody else's life? That is life. For some reason, our wonderful God has created us in a way that we are able to love our neighbors as ourselves. And once we can start having those conversations, which don't cost anything, but just somebody's attention for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, we are able to change a lot. So let's take a moment with this beautiful, defiant anthem from, again, from Obongjaya. I love him. It's called God's Own Children. And we are really God's own children. It's a spiritual and unflinching reflection on identity, injustice, and healing. It's one for our collective strength to encourage us and to empower us to have that conversation with our families about organ donation and about our decision to become donors. I'll see you back here in a bit.
Children, keep your head up. Press your weight against the winds that try to throw you.
This place is ugly, don't let it rob you of your face, of your grace, and of your body. It's your own world now. Can you feel? It's your own world now. Can you? When this band, we dance together. I'm a street singer, so we get on. When this band, we dance together. No retreat and no surrender. When this band, we dance together. I'm a street singer, so in defiance, we're sick and tired. Show your
power,
super
power.
Let the sweat from your smiles fall like rain and drench the world beneath you. Show your
power,
super
power.
Wash the world from your breath, now it's time for action.
In this dance, we dance together. On our streets, it's all together. In this fight, we fight together. No retreat and no surrender. In this dance, we dance together. On our streets, it's all
Children by Obongjaya. And I hope that as I was vibing to it, you were vibing to it as well. That's a new artist I just found. So get ready, because for all my other shows, I'm going to be featuring at least one song of theirs. Really, really inspirational. We are God's own children. We were all created in God's own image. Now imagine what we can do as God's own children. And in his image that he's created us, he's created us so that we can help our neighbor. Your neighbor could be your child. It's not just your next door neighbor. It could be somebody in the same house with you, somebody in the same compound with you, somebody on the street. As you're walking down the street, you see somebody, that person is your neighbor. Yeah? So let's keep having those conversations, and let's keep thinking and considering how we can help our neighbor by being organ donors, God's own children. So let me come back to that question I asked at the beginning. Would you do it for me? My friend did it for me. She came forward and she tested, and even if she wasn't a match for me, she went into the paired scheme so she could give to somebody else and somebody else's comes to me. That is selflessness, and believe me, I'm ever grateful to her. Even if she ended up not giving to me and I got from the deceased donation pool, but I'm so grateful that she even had that thought. She thought about me and how I was suffering on dialysis, and she said, "Prof, you can have one of mine." Thank you, Buchi. Every day I wake up, when I think about you, I just say a quiet thanks for you to you, because that gave me hope. And that is something that a lot of people on dialysis, that is what they hope for. It gives them hope when they know that more people are signing up to become donors, as living donors. And there's another way you can, if you don't think that, you know, as you're alive, you can, you want to be a living donor, you can be a deceased donor. You just sign up and say, when I die, I'm not going to use my organs in the grave, so you can use my organs to save or improve somebody's life. I know someone listening tonight has thought about it. Maybe you have been, you have even rehearsed how you would say it. Mom, I'm on the list. Sis, I'm scared to ask, but bro, would you get tested? Those are questions that you can ask. And if you are that person that's been asked that question, please keep an open mind. And maybe you haven't said a word because you are scared. Scared of no. And there are instances where family have said no. Where you are scared of guilt. Scared of changing what you have. But what if the answer is yes? And what if the answer is love? And to those who have never asked, who maybe wouldn't be a match, but who are listening and thinking, how can I help? You can. Share the show with your church group, your WhatsApp contacts, or Facebook family. Follow and support WSHBME Kidney Network in the work we do. Come to our events. Invite us to your school or place of worship or your events. We would come to speak to people in our community. It doesn't matter whether you're 10, 5, 50, 1,000, we will come. Because the more people that can change their minds and sign up to the organ donor register or come forward to be living donors, the more people we can save. Just start the conversation. Be the one who brings it up. We are building something together, brick by brick, heart by heart. A culture where asking is okay, where giving is understood, where silence is no longer deadly. Because if we don't do these things, it's not impacting our white counterparts. It's impacting us. It doesn't mean that, you know, because we don't have a lot of donors, it doesn't mean that we can't accept from other races. We can. And there are instances where people have had organs from people from other races. However, the reason why we're asking people from our community to come forward is because the transplant is more successful if the person comes from your own ethnic background. Doesn't matter whether you're Caribbean or African or Black American, it doesn't matter. We are all one. Our physiology is the same. Okay, I know. My family went. All nine of them came forward. None of them was a match. But, you know, you have those rare cases like mine. But it doesn't mean that they can't come into a PET scheme. But at that time, science hadn't moved along I hadn't moved far along yet. But these days, whilst, you know, when I was waiting for my transplant, I was told I would be waiting 10 years plus. And yes, I did. But nowadays, it's 3 years for our community. That means that a lot of you are coming forward, but it's not enough. And that is why I'm speaking. That is why I'm talking. And I'm encouraging people to come forward to be donors. Okay? And, you know, today is Father's Day. And this is a time on Father's Day to have that conversation. As a father or as a mother who is a father, I know that we all know what that means. As a father who is also a mother, let's start having those conversations with our children. And people get into these roles because of loss, because of death, through divorce, however you get to become both father and mother. But one thing is certain, that we must have that conversation, make it a normal conversation in our homes, so that your children can feel free to discuss it, to ask questions. Because we don't ask questions because those questions are uncomfortable. We don't want to discuss those topics. We don't want to have a conversation, especially when we're sitting down watching a movie that everybody is so engrossed in and is interesting, and somebody just pipes up with it. But thank goodness for filmmakers. They are starting to talk about organ donation, kidney disease, any other illness that might make you require or need a transplant in whatever way. So it is not just about kidney disease. It's about organ donation and other conditions that requires people to have transplants. Let's start having those conversations. And before we close, I want to circle back to all the fathers out there. This is your day. Whether you're raising your children solo, supporting from a distance, or doing your best in tough circumstances, you matter. Happy Father's Day. I want to shout Happy Father's Day to my husband, Theo Asumu, who has always been our rock, both me and the children. I want to remember my brothers and sisters, my friends, and most especially, Biodun Abioye. These are my closest people. My big brother, Ken Uzoka, and also Bode Williams. Thank you for being our friends. Thank you for standing by me through my journey. I appreciate you. If I don't remember your name right now, I just want you to know that you are appreciated and loved. So until next Sunday at 5 p.m. on Radio Africana, remember this: you are stronger than your fear. You are worth the conversation, and second chances, they begin with you. So let's close with a final song that speaks to emotional freedom, healing, and hope. So to close tonight, yeah, is Free Mind by Thames. Yes, I'm loving Thames too tonight. I'm back doing her songs this evening. And I hope you are too. It's a reminder that your peace matters. It matters a lot. Your health matters. And so does your voice. So good night. Odabo. Nagode. Okilakwe. Daluno. Good night. I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Thank you. Ooh.
rise at 5 in the morning. I wake up to fight for my yearnings. Fear in my mind is a warning. Pray to the one you're relying. I've been wandering all day. I tried to be fine, but I can't be. The noise in my mind wouldn't leave me. I tried to get by, but I'm burning. Let me hide my mind, it runs. All these thoughts have troubled me. Fighting to give up my pain. Fighting to be on my lane. My mind running to the other side. When it's time to leave my life, then it tries to take me out. Tell you what I need. Right, yeah. Cannot buy. Send me love that you cannot mix. One is the joy that you cannot waste, and the other one price that you cannot fix. This is the peace that you cannot buy. Finding a way where you cannot see. Mind with this system, we cannot pray. I need to find release. But behind my mind, it runs. All these thoughts have troubled me.
Give myself to you. I make mistakes and you know why. You know why. She said, I wonder what you do if I give myself to you. I make mistakes and you know why. You know why.
Baby, love.
Oh, girl, I wanna be with you, but you know they got.